Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hello, sup nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle for now. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the author of Eras of Architecture. He's not here. Never mind. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. Just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except for maybe a Spam Musubi. Come take a bite of his Spam Musubi, baby.
Yeah.
He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege. Hello.
Niola Wanzhong Hari Chelama. Woke ye new day Maoma.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. It means can I pet your cat?
I have something that is Brandon related that I want to talk about in terms of my journey to learn Japanese, but obviously Brandon's not here or on time. Maybe
Wait,
he will be here.
Brandon's not here?
Nobody knows. The big mystery. Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy.
Whoa, Tasty Gravy, what?
None of us a scientist. One of us a professional talker. Two of us professional talkers.
Right.
Engineer, supervillain. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or what we get right. NerdTalkPlus.com, where you can say sexy things about Siege.
Or sexy things about Gerg. We've been getting plenty of those.
That's not true. I don't believe you for a single second.
It's true.
No, that's not a real thing.
I mean, our good friend of the pod, Brooke R. Bean, has said on many occasions that she would take down this giant, Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm turning red. That's great.
Also, not so good friend of the pod, but, you know, new listener. Lady friend of mine that I told you guys about the other day, who you refused to want any part of. She listened to the last episode, and she heard us talking about sounders. And she wanted me to know that a sounder is also a metal rod that goes up your pee hole.
Well, I'm just going to delete that from my memory. Not interested in that at all. Thanks for listening. Not great friend of the pod, or however you said it. I can't remember now.
She'll eventually be a great friend of the pod.
It's fine. Thank you. I am grateful for anyone that joins us here. That's always nice that anyone would listen to our ridiculousness. That's great. Heavy note to start the pod on. We had to euthanize Brandon. That's not it. But I did. This is a funny moment. This is very podcast specific. My former cat and my child's best friend cat was at the vet today, and he is not expected to live through the week.
Oh.
And that was a very sad announcement for poor Shaggy. And so I'm texting with his mother, and she's like, I've got Shaggy in the car. We need to tell the boy. And I was like, okay, come in and we'll tell him or whatever. And it was very sad. He was very upset. And then the middle of crying and tears and everything, I go, oh, that's right. I plugged in the Foreman grill.
Were you going to grill Shaggy?
No, just hot dogs. But oh. I was like, hey guys, I'm really sorry about that.
Really, really sorry. You guys got to go. I got hot dogs.
Yeah, I got this podcast to do, and I got to eat two hot dogs before I do that. So, I couldn't believe it. It was real. That was real bad.
You already had the hot dogs on there, so it was nice and sizzly and smoky.
No. It was preheating, and I was I'll plug this thing in, it'll preheat, and then it all kind of happened before I knew it, and then we were sitting there, and tears, and I'm like, oh, I smell. The hot plates of the Foreman grill are now hot enough.
Should have made everybody hot dogs and...
His vegan mother.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's not allowed to eat hot dogs. And so I could have made everyone hot dogs and then just consumed
them yourself. While everybody's crying, you know, you'd be like, well, this makes me feel better. You guys should have some. It makes me feel better.
I walked him out to the car and there's this like brilliant full moon. So I brought my camera and I was like, okay, well, I'll see you guys. I look at the moon. I'm like, oh yeah, click.
Yeah, it's like, pretty gorgeous like right now.
But it's like the biggest disconnect between.
Sorry, son, your cat's dead. Check out the moon.
No, let me just take a picture of that. Just hold on. I'll mourn in a second. Click. Sorry, bro. Yeah. So anyway, kind of a bummer of a day.
R.I.P. in peace.
Yeah, rough little finish to the Monday evening or whatever. But
I'm so glad you got all that crying out during the break.
Hot dog content was pretty good. Yeah. there was no break. I just cut all that out. That's why I don't worry about it. So yeah. Anyway, it's been a pretty weird few days with the government shooting people and stuff. That's nuts. I wanted to talk to Gravy about this beforehand. I just ran out of time today, so. He's the guy that knows about all the political science and stuff, but it's what a weird.
Why do you think I don't know anything?
Well, I don't think it's that I don't know anything, and I can't trust you, obviously.
You can absolutely trust me as well as you should.
I just got done doing a training on like how you can't just like. You can't just be like, well, that's his opinion in the broadcast space. That no longer covers it anymore because our government is so puritanical that it's like, anyway. And pretty soon you're not going to be able to have opinions.
So. Can't even say allegedly.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was trained on, actually. That's
outstanding.
Yeah. Now, the cool part is that satellite radio and the internet do not abide by the same rules as the FCC over broadcasting. And
that's so, right.
That's why this podcast can exist.
Yeah.
And why this can't be an over-the-air radio program. So, yeah. Anyway. Okay, well.
Until we hijack a satellite.
Oh, that's... I'm guessing that we're not supposed to do that, but that sounds... pretty amazing.
Listen, if we can do it, do you really think that we'd get in trouble? Not at this point. Nobody's getting in trouble for anything. Yeah, except for being brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Or standing my neighbor, up for the Browns.
My neighbor, this like adorable 20-something-year-old white girl, she has a Subaru, and on the back she just put a giant Mexican flag. She's like,
yes!
Just trying to mess with ICE, dude.
And I like, love it. That is the best.
Yeah, you're the best. So cool. I'm curious, Siege, have you ever had an encounter with an ostrich before?
Yes, they're crazy.
It is intimidating.
Yeah, it
ostriches
is.
Ostriches are, they real weird because they're
like
huge,
as tall as you.
Maybe taller. Like, I went to an ostrich farm, it's been 15, 20 years ago or whatever, but I was like, oh, these things are bad news, and you get a cup of like, dried corn or corn kernels or I don't know what it is.
They don't want the corn. They want your face.
And they peck at it, but they don't like gently get in there and go,
oh no.
It's like whack, whack.
And you're trying
like,
to murder each kernel.
Yeah. And like, I just have a note about this. This doesn't really have to do with nerd talk. It's very nerd talky, but like, I just found a note about how they think more and more that the Tyrannosaurus was probably more like a gigantic ostrich than it was
amazing.
Like a lizard or whatever. They think that like it probably ran the same way and was like pretty similar. So my dog killed one that attacked him after escaping its farm. Holy crap, Gravy, that's crazy.
Wait, your dog that's killed the ostrich or the ostrich killed your dog?
The dog killed the ostrich.
Yeah.
That's a brutal thing to have to clean up. Did you have to clean it up?
I had to clean up my dog. He was all covered in bruises and ostrich blood. But no, the neighbor who had the farm came around looking for it the next day. And I was like, yeah, it's in the yard, but it beat the crap out of my dog, and my dog got the best of it. So, yeah.
I mean, it's terrifying. They're like, I don't know what the, Raven, maybe get on the Google here. I don't know what the average height and weight of a, I don't know what they weigh in at for UFC fight night or whatever, but an ostrich is a big old bird. And if you think about,
you can ride an ostrich.
I don't know if I can. Do you think I can?
Oh, I bet you could. Oh, I think you're bro. You
can you imagine if I showed up to more stuff on an ostrich?
I would love it if you showed up to work on an ostrich.
It's anything. Just be like, I'm here for the Emerald City Comic Con. Where's your ostrich parking?
Just pull up outside and like leave it at the bike rack. Chain it to the rack.
The sign, do not feed.
Yeah, do not feed. Just hang it around its neck. Little wooden cardboard sign with a chain.
Perfect.
Oh, man, now I want this to happen.
Yeah, okay. Gravy's got some info incoming here. Adult ostriches typically weigh between 200 and 300 pounds.
Whoa!
Males are larger, between 220 and 287. Females, right around 200 or whatever. As the world's heaviest birds, they can sometimes reach weights up to 320. Like, that's like sumo size.
Dude.
These things are like... This is like Onosato in bird form and has egg. If Onosato have egg.
Sumo is bird?
Onosato is Yokozuna, which means he's the highest rank of sumo, and that's the reference I'm making. And he is a big boy.
Yeah.
He's 20 nothing
big
years
egg,
old.
Apparently.
Yeah, he's got I think of that. What's the we talked about this before, but Super Mario 2, the creature that has the
oh egg. Yeah, yeah. What is that?
They can get 9 feet tall? Dang, dude. That's wild. Yeah, so like, I went to the ostrich farm and it was huge and they're terrifying and they like, you know, they creep at you like a...
Yeah, like, they do, like a bird. Like a dinosaur.
Yeah, and so they think that maybe a Tyrannosaurus was like that, only with a long tail.
And like, I can't imagine. Was like that. Or maybe because, that's where they got the ones from Jurassic Park in.
I mean, it really feels like that's probably like a toothed and clawed ostrich would be the scariest freaking thing you could ever run into.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What's the Australian bird? It looks
the
like
cassowary.
It has like a shell.
Or the shoebill. The
shoebill.
Yeah, the shoebill, the one that's crazy.
Yeah, it looks like it has like a shovel for a head. It's yeah. Like, yeah, those things are, they look like Muppets.
Did
like,
we share that video?
You're going to have to be more specific.
Oh, my goodness. I swear. I just saw it the other day. There was a video, and it's a dude who's just kind of sitting around at the edge of a lake or whatever.
I saw that.
Yeah, and the shoebill kind of runs up to it, like right next to him, and just kind of like looks like he's staring at him for a second, and then
kinda
just gets all...
Shakes a little bit. Like
shakes a little bit, and he freaks out and gets that big old mouth open. Oh, man, that thing is terrifying.
It looks like something out of Star Wars or, you know...
It really does. It's the eyes.
Yeah, it's the creepy, creepy eyes and the gigantic beak, and those things are huge, too. And those look like what I imagine T-Rex looked like, only small by comparison. Yeah, because a T-Rex was like thought to be like 16 feet long or something like that. That's
not too bad.
It's not too bad when it's running after you at 40 miles an hour.
Can't reach me.
Think I could ride a T-Rex to Emerald City Comic Con? Because now we're talking.
Maybe. What about that? And what was that?
God, I
want
to go for an ostrich ride now. Dang it. That sounds awesome.
We need to set this up. We need to find one. Gravy, can you look up where we can ride ostriches?
Yeah. Additionally, can they carry a 251-pound man on the back?
What about that lady in Snohomish who dresses up like the Velociraptor?
Yeah. Can you try to ask me if I would ride her?
Yeah. Can you ride her to Emerald City Comic Con?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I went to, Gravy, you know what Chase's Pancake Corral is?
Whoa.
That is a Bellevue, that's like a, if you're
going
real Bellevue.
Pancakes.
It's, you go, they're running around out in the, whatever, on the range, and rope some pancakes. What do they call it? Like if there's like a, it's not a stable, but it's a corral. There we go.
Yeah.
Chase's Pancake Corral is, it's like a, if you're like a real Bellevue person, not like a technology worker that's a transplant. If you like are old Bellevue, then you know about Chase's Pancake Corral. And it's like a, It's the perfect little greasy spoon diner or whatever. And I fell in love with a waitress there the other day. It was pretty awesome. she's not gonna let me ride her ostrich or anything. But
how do you know? Have you even tried?
That's a good point. But
don't be so defeatist before you even try to ride the ostrich.
Yeah. Hey, baby.
Have egg?
Can I ride that ostrich? He's like, what? What the hell is wrong with you?
Security!
It was pretty wild. There was like a guy there who was like, yeah, okay, so this season, Ducati's not as, they're not going to be the same force that they were last year. It's more like Aprilia, and KTM was out there. And I was like, the first race of the MotoGP season just happened. And homeboy's already talking about it. Well, would you look at that?
Look at this naked-lipped son of a gun.
It's not going to be naked-lipped for much longer.
Definitely not if I have anything to say about it.
Yeah. Well, he's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, currently our weirdest noise-making machine. Some call him Tony Pizza, but to you it's Mr. President. Of the HOA, Brandon from the internet. Hello.
Or Emperor Dickface.
Hello, Emperor Dickface.
I think my face does look more like a dick ever since shaving the mustache.
I like that the mustache is already back, sort of.
Yeah.
Did you have immediate mustache regret?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much immediate.
Do you think somewhere out there, Chris Orlowski was like, whew.
When that happened? There's been a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, exactly. What just happened?
Yeah. It's funny because as I was like, I was just shaving the rest of my face and I was like, and Catherine was in the bathroom and Cage, sorry, yeah. My wife. And I was like, hey, I think I'm gonna shave the mustache off. She was like, every time you do this, you hate it. I was like, yeah, but this time is different.
Definitely
this
not.
Time I'm sleepier. Yeah, that's definitely
yeah. And she's like, no. She's like, you hate it every time. I was like, no, it'll be fine. And then like as soon as
you got like half of it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And of course, he started from the outside in, so it was like,
yeah, I almost stopped at the Hitler. Yeah.
I was gonna say Charlie Chaplin, but okay.
It is almost our birthday.
Or the Michael Jackson.
You, Stephen Fry, and a guy called Adolf.
Brad Evans. Yeah, Brad Evans. Yeah.
All right. Brandon, I've been, I found a new website that I'm learning kanji from. I don't know if I've talked about it on here.
Oh, great.
Pornhub.
No. So, no. It's called Wani Kani.
Same thing.
And
okay.
It was started by a couple guys in Seattle. And so there's like a lot of like Mariners references in there and stuff.
Oh,
and
nice.
At some point I was like, all right, I'm going to message them. So I emailed them and I was like, you guys in Seattle, what's going on? You make a lot of Mariners references. And they're like, oh, cool. That's awesome. And so, but they teach you the origin for like most vocab, like the kanji is usually borrowed from Chinese or Mandarin, I should say, from the Chinese. And I never understood exactly how it would work when reading Musashi. He has a different name at the beginning. Excuse me, Mawashi. He has different. Kojiro is. No, that's the bad guy. I can't remember.
No, it's. But he has a different name, but it's spelled the same, but they say it differently.
It's the same characters. It's just that they each have a different pronunciation of it, or they're wildly different.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he goes from being whoever to Musashi, or Mawashi.
Miyamoto. Yeah, Musashi Miyamoto.
Yeah, and so the switch, and so now I'm starting to see it. Like, I was like, we were playing F1 in the, what is that? Is that someone's dog? Is that your
dog? Oh, it's my dog. Yeah, great. Awesome.
You have a dog?
Okay. And, but like I was playing,
quarters of one.
I was playing the F1 game, and in the stands at the Chinese Grand Prix, there's a bunch of different characters, and I was like, oh, that one means old child or something like that, and I was like, well, that's cool, but that's not what it means because it's Chinese, it's different, or it's Mandarin, I suppose, it's different than what I'm learning for Japanese. Anyway, I thought that was really interesting to finally understand how he changed his name without having to get new business cards. That's like really important.
He goes from it's been a couple of years since I've read Miss. I really should reread it. Or did I read it, or did I do the audiobook? I think you it spoke so highly of the audiobook.
It was the audiobook, I think, yeah.
That I listened to the audiobook that was 100 days long.
Takezo, Takezo is his name.
Oh, Takezo.
Takezo, that's right. Takezo, yeah, Takezo! Yeah. And then it's written the same way when he it's the same characters
starts going by Musashi.
Mawashi, yeah. And now yeah, and now
Miyamoto GP.
And now he snuggles the nuts of sumo wrestlers everywhere. So thank you.
I started the other night I started to watch I don't know if you, I think it was on this podcast that I had discovered
what
as I was on the show I had discovered that there was a new or like a 2019 Musashi movie.
Mm. Wow. Then we looked at and, Flex, yeah
and so I don't know if it was on I don't know where I found it. I think I found it on the Amazon one and so I started watching it and let me tell you. Very disappointing.
Oh. Like
does not paint Musashi in the light that I anticipated or like that I want to see. Like if you watch, so there's the original Samurai trilogy. So it's Samurai 1, Samurai 2, and Samurai 3. It's like the entire basically is the entire story of the book that we've listened to. And it's the entire story, and it's actually like very well done, but it's 1960s, or that, so it's very slow. It moves very, very slow. Mm. And so I started to watch this new one, and Takezo is the he sucks so bad. He's very much like I win. That's not fair, and I stopped watching it because it was so terrible.
Well, there's another thing that's become quite popular recently in my circles, and that is The Count of Monte Cristo. The BBC did a rendition of it, and now it's coming to American television, Plex. And it's 8 episodes, 50 minutes long each or whatever, and I hear it's quite good, says Gravy. So
I love a good Monte Cristo.
Well, this is the literature form of it done on screen, so there you go.
Dipped in batter and fried.
Siege would like to count some Monte Cristos.
Take like 4, right. Please. You know who has a good Monte Cristo? Is what is that? What is the tavern over there? Damn it, I can't remember.
What goes into a Monte Cristo? That's not the one with the ham and the
And then it's like on like the French toast, but then you like wrap the French toast in a batter and fry it.
Oh,
savory and sweet fried sandwich, similar to a French. Croque Monsieur, made with ham, turkey, and cheese.
Is it like the Croque Madame?
Swiss or Gruyere, between slices of bread that are dipped in egg and batter and fried or deep fried until golden brown. Hmm. Dusted with powdered sugar and accompanied by jam or syrup for dipping, creating a decadent brunch or lunch item.
Wow. What's,
you know, it was like a decent this? One that's not like deeply battered and fried, but right by you guys is the 5 Point Cafe.
Huh.
Oh, 5 Point.
I love that.
I don't think I've ever ordered a Monte Cristo anywhere I've been ever.
Do you guys remember that old chain Bennigan's? They had the best one. They had a Monte Cristo there. Oh, yeah. What are you shaking your head? Oh, Brandon's too young to remember Bennigan's.
My friend, the King of Castle Rock, if you mention Bennigan's, he gets visibly mad. He, like, hates how generic that place is.
Because like, all the stuff on the walls?
It's just, like, it was, like, the original one of those restaurants or whatever. That's that.
Like,
is that your own face on a cup that you're showing us right now?
Oh, no, that's not my face. That's a Flanagan's cup, but it could be my face. Oh. It's like the Sounders flag.
Okay.
What's, like, the, is it, like, the pieces of flair? Or not pieces of flair, pieces of... of
flair.
Is it pieces of flair from Office Space? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody's like, having a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I don't think I've ever ordered a Monte Cristo sandwich out. I've had one before because someone insisted, so a siege of my life insisted that I try it. And yeah, I get it. But I don't think I've ever been somewhere and been like, you know what I'm getting? The Count of Monte Cristo.
Like, it's like a ham. It's a primarily ham. I'm just like not a ham guy.
I'm not a ham guy.
Neither am I.
A Canadian, Hawaiian pizza, though.
Yeah.
Very, very into, but not a ham guy. So, like, I don't know if the Count of Monte Cristo. I don't know if the Count of Monte Cristo's ham on my sandwich is going to be very good.
It's delicious, especially when you cover it with strawberry jam.
Yeah. Brandon, if you need a long audiobook, County Monte Cristo, it's real good. It's the ultimate story of revenge.
And if you need some Monte Cristo.
I think I've read it.
Oh.
I haven't listened to it.
No, that's fine. If you've read it, then you get it. Like the
nerd.
No, but it's I kind of want to I've been doing this with there's been a few books that I've read and then listened to, like I've read one book and then of a series, and then I've listened to the audiobook and then I'm like, oh, I said all of those names incorrectly.
Wow.
What was that?
A child of yours just fall down the stairs?
It's the horse goze lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is.
It's the horse goat say. Oh, oh, that'd be creepy.
Did I make Cage Mad?
How about this? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams, and I've got some bad news about a movie from the 80s coming true. Next on Nerd Talk Plus.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is one of these, has Greg seen a film that I've actually seen?
I kind of wish that would have ended with a ba-bong, like the blimp.
There, you satisfied?
Yeah.
I wish
yeah,
I just want scrambler.
The boing. I just want the boing. Yeah. The scrambler.
Can I do it and you can just beep it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, miss it.
The scrambler.
All right.
Makes me so happy.
That's like, are you from the South? The sound file.
Cage is not mad at me. She didn't mean to slam the door, turns out. We good.
Boo.
I know you guys were worried.
I actually was worried. Yeah, I worry that this will break up your marriage.
I always want to come out there and just ruin your marriage. It's fun. Cage likes me though, right?
I think that's what would ruin my marriage.
Oh. Well, damn, I was thinking about
all
coming
right, tell
out
us
there.
About, has Greg seen a film?
The film is War Games.
Oh, yeah.
God, this is like I swear this is the only movie you've seen.
No, you saw four last week.
Jeez Louise. I feel like if you ever ask Greg if just name a film and like the first thing in his library
Short Circuit.
It's either War Games or Short Circuit. Yeah.
I talked to my fellow 80s friend, Christy Taylor, and she said that there was two movies that she watched all the time. It was, what's the Batteries one?
Batteries Not Included.
And Short Circuit. And I was like, we would have been friends as children because those are the two movies I watched so much. Yeah. Police Academy. War Games, hopefully, Brandon. That movie, it turns out it was a prophecy, not a not just a fun little situation, because a professor, a researcher at King's College in London, he took three major AI and had put them into like basically
they made
war
the
games.
Whopper.
Scenarios, and the AI, which was the, I think it was Anthropic's Claude, I think it was OpenAI ChatGPT, and it was Google's Gemini or whatever.
Gemini.
And when you put the three of them into there, the situation 95% of the time ended in nuclear war.
Global thermonuclear war.
How about a nice game of tic-tac-toe?
Shall we play a game?
Oh, I think I missed him.
Yeah.
Oops.
How did you get that? That's amazing. That was fast. It turns out that like the the U.S. government is, you know, they're mad at this is a whole thing this week. The U.S. government on Friday said that if Anthropic does not allow them to have full access to use the AI however they want, the contract would be terminated. Awesome choice of words.
Yeah.
And that they would find somebody else to take over that business. And then that business happens to be of mass surveillance and of autonomous weapons use. And the Congress forbids, or our Constitution forbids, the U.S. government from surveilling its own people without warrant. And yet our government was like, no, we still need to be able to do that, which is like hella suspicious on their part, which I understand. But
I draw the line there. I was pretty much in on this government until that.
that was the... You know, I just look for things that are actual deal breakers, like the actual, like it's not just politics. It's not. It's like if you want to be able to mass surveil the people, put it to a vote. Let's get legislation in place to get it. I'm sure they could figure it out because they can get enough morons together to vote for stuff. Maybe
if they, didn't do, they already do that months. With one of the things after 9/11. That was another.
Yeah, the Patriot Act.
Yeah, Patriot.
Yeah,
And so. England start Patriots. A war, get some Americans killed. Suddenly, you got the. Anyway, I'm not trying to go off on that. The funny thing is that they forbade any government agency from using Anthropic code to do any kind of AI in the War Department. But they didn't have enough time to change it between declaring that on Friday and then shooting rockets at people. So they're still using the Claude code. It's not Claude code. I think it's just Anthropic's AI. Properties to be able to still do the attack despite publicly turning against them on Friday and drawing a line in the sand and then absolutely not sticking to it, which is incredible to me. So if you were worried about the future of robots attacking us, it is here.
Sweet. I mean, I'm kind of cool with it as long as it's like the dogs and not the people. Like, can they do the robo, like the Boston Dynamic dogs? Like, for all of the advancements that we have, why are those things not in war yet? Like, we need...
They probably are.
Because I'd be fine if we started a war
if we got... I know, but it's so much cooler. Like, if we could get one of these, like, robo Boston Dynamics guy to do a sick, like, sideways twist flip while shooting people, then, you know, I'm not cool with the shooting people part, but if you're gonna do it, make it look cool.
Yeah. Make it look like a movie, and I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you know, I like.
You can download, like, you can, like, maybe here's what the future of war is going to look like. You can sponsor a Boston Dynamics type robot in the field, and you can unlock emotes and skins for your robot that's out there. And so, like, if you do a sick double, you know, Mick twist and kill some baddies, then you get to, like, ooh, do a Fortnite dance at the end.
Brandon's robot showed up on a snowboard somehow. Double Mick twist into 1080. Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Triple cork.
That's the type of Ender's Game I'm all for, is like where we get to have our own sponsored robots and the robots fight each other. Okay, that's fine. It's when the robots fight the humans. Now, the big thing about what the defense for all of this is that our weapons are already doing autonomous things. We're telling them, hey, this is what a target looks like. Go find that target. We're not going to have cell service to be able to tell you if it's the right one or not. So you got to make the choice whether or not that's a child or a Humvee, and then start blasting. And so that technology is already there and in place on the battlefield. And so it's not like we're not already doing autonomous stuff. I was listening to an NPR piece on it today, and they were like, the person was like, there's not a military general out there that's like, I want robots that are unpredictable and unsupervised to do whatever they want. That doesn't exist, because then the humans that have the power lose the power to the robots. And so what they want is, they want to have the biggest military hard-on possible to be able to kill as many faceless people as possible so they could be heroes and warmongers. They don't want to hand over that to the machines. And so now the question is, will it get out of control, and will we lose control of it? What says you?
Like, Skynet.
I feel like it's for sure going to happen.
Yeah.
That this story where they're like, you could read more about it at newscientist.com, where, like, 95%
scientist?
Yes. 95% of the time we end up nuding people, no, nuking each other or whatever. That's the AI that we're entrusting to run the to not, you know, betray us and turn on us or whatever. So yeah, not a great day to be a human on Earth, I think. I think it's pretty bad this weekend. All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank all you, right. Anthropic, for keeping the guardrails built in there and just, you know, kind of losing billions of dollars to the government. And
exactly. And now, so like, okay, this is like a cool part of AI.
I was going to say, can we like buy Claude now or use Claude?
You can get the app. You can get the Anthropic Claude app. It actually became the most downloaded. Right after they said
we don't want to use it anymore.
Yeah, it overtook ChatGPT as the most downloaded, AI agent. I think is what they call them in the app stores. And now, I don't know if I've made it clear on this podcast or not. I'm like really anti the AI doing like making us lazier and stupid. I'm for it like combing through data that would take us hundreds of years to get through, so we can find some galaxies and stuff like that. I'm for that. I can even understand why the drones are able to fly them. So I can understand it. I'm not for it, but like I get how some of these operations work. Okay, fine. But I have a hard time getting behind any of the AI. Then I found I was at a kid's birthday party. I was invited as a parent of a child that was there.
Yeah, right.
And, and one of the other dads, he's just walking by and he's like, "You mind if I sit down here?" And I was like, "Yeah,
creepy.
I've talked to you 100 times. Of course, sit down." And he's like, "Cool." And he sits down and he goes, "So I was talking to Copilot the other day." And I was like,
"God."
Okay. And he was like, "I've got this person that I oversee on my team that's in Italy, and so I took a year of Italian in college, and so I want to get good at it. So I told Copilot, like, hey, I want to practice Italian. Can you talk to me like I'm 5? And Copilot was like, yeah, molto bene, let's go. And he was able to have somebody that is endlessly patient listen to him be bad at Italian and help him get better at it. And I was like, this is one of the first times I've ever heard somebody use one of these AI agents for something that seems like useful or helpful or something else. Brandon,
what's the original like Microsoft AI
Cortana,
right? Like, wasn't the last time that we kind of unleashed the Microsoft AI to the world? It just started saying the N-word a lot online. Do you think that this thing just taught him how to say the N-word in Italian, and he just thinks he's speaking fluent Italian?
HR on Monday is like,
let's test that theory.
Yeah. So
set him free.
Like, it just made him like a very racist Italian. So he's Italian.
So I want to download Claude to practice to see if I can learn any Japanese. Like, I think that would be a cool way to like learn how to do basic conversational stuff before you travel anywhere you go to. Just like simple stuff to see if it can understand or if you can figure it out or if you can just get some of the nerves out of the way, because like there's like a hot mom at school and I heard her talking to her mom at school and she said something that was, I was like, oh, I recognize that phrase. That's Japanese. And so then I was like, say something. I did not say anything. 10 minutes later, she's standing right next. I turned. I was like, oh, there's the Japanese hot mom. And I was like, hey, I gotta be a whatever me. She was like, yeah. And I was like, were you speaking Japanese a minute ago? And she was like, yeah. What? Why? I was like, because I love Japan. And then I made a total, you know, idiot of myself. Yeah. But I feel like if I had had some reps already in, I might have been able to be brave enough to say something to her. So, but I didn't. So maybe I'll download Claude and see if we can do it.
Say konnichiwa.
Exactly.
You dumb bitch.
Yeah. Anyway, I so like that runs the spectrum there of like, is AI gonna lead to our deaths? Probably.
Yes.
Could it be used to help me talk to Japanese people, specifically hot Japanese moms? Also probably.
Awesome. So, yeah. I mean, there's only 13 years left of water for fresh water for us to drink and everything on the
planet. Is that true?
Yeah, something like that. I just read that I think earlier today. I don't remember where, but Gravy, Google it.
Can you help me with that? That's crazy. 13 years.
Yeah, there's only 13 years of fresh water for the entire planet. So let's just use it up making pictures.
Thank God. Rock. I'll be dead by then. That's so good.
I was going to say, how many of us are actually going to live to that point? I was
my child, unfortunately.
I mean, but that's his problem.
Filter piss through a snake skin because that's what it's going to take. He's just looking for something. I'm worried.
I'm trying to find it. I can't find it.
Do you have a drop for drinking piss through a snake skin?
Oh, I got that.
That's cool. Somebody brought up this really good, we're going to get nuclear war because of the AI, obviously, right? But someone brought up this. I muted you.
I never want to hear anybody complain about the audio quality coming from my computer. You'd rather listen to Siege's sound of drinking piss through a snakeskin.
Is that what that was? That was that sound? All right.
I'm going to touch that button again.
Somebody posed this question. It was a Malaysian man. Perhaps you saw this, Siege. A Malaysian man posed the question.
Malaysian?
How does Godzilla always pop out of the ocean and scream into the air and shoot radiation? And like most movies, that happens at some point where he's in the middle of the mm-hmm. ocean and he gets mad and he's standing at the top of it or whatever. What possibly could it be that allows Godzilla to be able to do that, right?
And thick-ass thighs, baby.
Like they were like talking about how the sea like an average depth of 1,200 meters or something like that. And so, what does Godzilla actually look like? Like, what's going on there? Is there like a mountain under him that he's standing on, like a small volcano? Is it like some sort of friendly whale is carrying Godzilla around in the ocean? I like to imagine the shark
look on
shoes.
Brandon's face.
Is it a mountain of human rubbish? But the thing that he came up with that most entertained me, other than a forklift that would be big enough to hold Godzilla up.
That'd be amazing.
He made this drawing, and he thinks that this is what Godzilla actually looks like. Let's see here if I can get it. There we go. Godzilla with 1,200-foot-long legs that goes down to the bottom of the ocean.
Like he's on stilts?
Like he's a giraffe.
He's a reverse giraffe.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like giraffes have long ass legs, dude, for sure. He just doesn't have the neck.
It's like a giraffe tar.
Yeah,
giraffe.
Yeah, he's a giraffe tar.
Yeah, it's a Godzilla.
Godzilla tar.
And a giraffe.
Giraffezilla.
Giraffezilla. Yeah. Jurzilla.
God Raff.
Did you just Gravy? Did you just AI that, or what is that? That's Godzilla riding a giant great white shark in the battle.
That's what you use AI for.
So, yeah, this is something that people have thought of before because this guy's drawing is fantastic where it's Godzilla at the top of the ocean. Then he's got...
We know this isn't true because...
That's a shark,
We know that one can't be right because he... Like, we've seen him on land. We know his legs are not... And I don't believe they're telescoping. So,
so awesome.
I mean, why not? He already shoots nuclear radiation out of his
dong.
Out of his dong. I think pretty much out of any hole and all of off of his
platform
like
platform
shoes. Like, some of those things. One of the things.
They're like the Pee Wee Herman shoes.
He just slips. He slips them off like he's walking. Like when he goes into your friend's house, he like slips them off as he walks
it's
onto the
Japan.
Beach.
Japan.
Yeah. Very polite, Godzilla. Thank you for taking your shoes off before you crush my city.
As a reminder to stay humble.
I like to think that that because I feel so strongly that he doesn't have long ass legs.
Yeah.
That that it is more likely, at least. More likely being a long shot still that he is wearing two whales like skates as like through the ocean.
I like that one.
Whale shoes. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I love thick, buoyant thighs.
Yeah. I mean, he has a tail. He might just, kick his tail back and forth and, he might just be doing treading water, whatever. That could be the other thing, but he doesn't look like it. What are the protrusions from Godzilla's back called?
I want to call him because what are they called on like a...
So they put it.
Like
someone
a
put it to
Stegosaurus.
Someone put it plates. Someone put it to
plates.
Vote.
That's what they call it.
And The vote on Godzilla on r/Godzilla says the poll is closed. This happened 5 years ago, so too late to chime in. But what are they called?
Stop the count.
With 153 of the 291 votes and the majority, dorsal fins.
No.
What? No.
No.
That might be dorsal plates.
Second place was plates.
Yeah, plates.
Spines was the third.
Spines, that's the other thing.
I'll take spines because Spinosaurus is like, that makes sense. And then in fourth place with 22 votes, some other one I don't remember.
Platy McBack Spines.
The official scientific name.
Yeah,
anyway, never really thought about.
According to Toho, they're listed as dorsal plates.
Yeah. What's Toho?
Toho
Did
is
Tate
the...
just come in and show your boobs or something? Or
no, she just walked behind me and I had no idea, so she scared the crap out of me.
Tell KJ I said what's up.
Yeah, tell her I said what's up.
Hey, you guys say what's up. She said, she gave me the peace sign.
Nice. Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Brandon, you still making espresso every day?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What grinder do you have?
You know, just like the average one where you find gay dudes to hook up with.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Love that one. That's my favorite.
They smash the beans between their cheeks. And then...
between their thick, buoyant thighs.
I have it's just like an espresso machine. It's got like the built-in grinder.
Oh, yeah.
So
you don't even have to open an app on your phone.
What?
Now we're drinking, I don't want to say it's like the most expensive coffee, but I feel like, isn't that the most expensive coffee is the one that's roasted inside the monkey?
No, it's the one that comes through the elephant.
Take the piss drained through the snake.
Yeah. Don't play the sound. Don't play the sound.
Paige is playing it for us in the background.
Yeah, I know. She's
hey, it's okay.
Doing
it's okay,
the
it's
dishes.
Okay,
She's okay. doing the dishes. It's okay.
She did?
that was her. We're drinking this coffee that is like.
I hope she doesn't do it again.
Forget the coffee. I don't care.
No, I
no,
know.
It's
I'm
good.
So
I want to hear about it.
Don't you dare.
Why would
don't
I
you
do
dare
it?
Play the,
Why would I
the
do
sound
it?
Again.
I wouldn't do it. It's the perfect fart.
Never mind. Just never mind.
This is so dumb.
Yeah. How about we take a break and come right back?
Okay.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze. We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
You know what I learned in training today is that even fart noises, if too gross, can be considered obscene and can get you fined on a radio station if you play them over the air.
What?
Yeah, that's the world we
did
live
you learn
in
that
now.
The hard
I
way?
I was going to say, did you learn that by getting fined?
No, I took a training. I literally prefaced
Oh, that's
this.
Right. That's right.
I said,
I'm training today.
I wasn't sure if it was like, I mean, you could have done a training where you could have done like a mandatory training.
Yeah, exactly. Also, like you're not allowed to tell women.
No matter how true it is.
People can't take compliments anymore.
I'm sure we have other things to talk about, but we're running out of time, and I really want to do Guinness time this week.
We can do whatever we want as long as we want.
Okay. I saw this on Reddit. I've got a question of the week. Brandon's Ooh. Upset that we didn't have a question of the week. I've got a question of the week. It's sort of serious, and we won't take it seriously, obviously, but what will let's try that again. What will people in the future laugh at us now for? What will people in the future laugh at us for?
Yeah.
Like, what a dumb thing.
No.
He is.
I
can't believe I don't get buttons.
I can't believe, more importantly, I can't believe that he does.
I know.
Anyway, what do you think it's going to be that people in the future are like, you guys vaped, you know, whatever that thing is? What's the thing that we do now that is like, you know, like we used to say gay in the 90s all the time, and now you can't say that anymore because it's not cool, obviously. But what does that look like today that we're going to regret in the future? Any ideas?
As you're stroking your telescoping selfie stick.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, sorry, I'm distracting.
I thought it was just like the top, like, I thought it was the top, you know, like when you pull a thing out of a big bottle that has a pump on it. I thought it was one of those.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the pump part of a bottle?
Yes. Look at him. Yeah, you look how handsome like... he is.
Don't encourage me.
No.
You look like Dr. You look like Robotnik right now.
Yes. Well, now that's a compliment.
There you go. You got him back.
What are some things that are going to, that we're going to be, I feel like we can't do this. I feel like we're not serious enough to be able to talk about this.
Paul Hogan. I mean,
all the things on this show.
They're just going to pull up an episode of this show and just wave their hand at it and be like, behold. Be like,
you guys let this happen on purpose? And be like, we do it again. What are you talking about? If they weren't dead, they would definitely still be doing this. All right. Well, I tried,
I don't know. Everybody. I feel like it's hard. It's I think old it's going to be
old golf for sure.
It's going to be more like attitude. It's going to be more like psychology stuff. It's going to be less about style and fashion, the way that we like might look back at certain eras and say like, "Oh, I can't believe they wore that or did that or whatever." It's going to be more like, "I can't believe they like were so insecure about stuff," or "I can't believe they did like." I think it's going to be more about behaviors and things like that, that it will be about style.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different styles that you're like, I like that we think are stupid now, like the way that my sister dresses. Like,
oh, speaking of which, tell her I said what's up.
Yeah, what's up, sister brother? What's up?
She's not, it's just, it's not stupid. I just don't understand it, right? Like, she's younger, she's not 10 years younger than me. I just don't get
Does she wear like, does she wear JNCOs?
No, probably. I don't know. I don't understand it, so I couldn't tell you what she wears. But it's just like...
I still have skids.
You have what, skin?
That's going to be the stuff that we look back on.
The like plaid pajama pants from the mid-90s, early 90s.
No idea what that is.
Oh my goodness, Greg.
Do you remember when overalls were cool for everybody?
Yeah, I had skids overalls. And I used to wear them with one strap.
I think, I'm pretty sure overalls are back.
Yeah, they are. Too bad. Except they're like denim. I had like plaid shorts overalls, and I wore them with one strap.
I had.
I don't think that we are the. We're probably not the foremost leading podcast to talk about what's in fashion anymore.
Z Cavaricci's.
I had a college friend, and she was. I was like, "Why are people still wearing overalls?" And she was like, "Oh, it means a girl got." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "If she's wearing overalls, that chick got." Banged. And I was like, cool.
Nice.
And then one day my wife came home and she was like, I bought these. What do you think? And I was like, did you get f-? She was like, no. And I was like, that's what that means. And she was like, no, it doesn't. And I was like, uh-huh. Some hot chick in college told me that.
We only speak facts here.
I don't know that I could tell you. Why?
That chick got drunk and peed in my friend's bed. I remember that. That was crazy.
Tell her I said what's up.
Why? Is it like a symbolic thing that you wear the overalls to signal to
no,
the
I think
rest
it's comfort,
of society?
Comfort. I think it's comfort.
Oh, okay.
When you get your guts twisted up, you put those on in case they come out.
Yeah, you don't want an elastic band around your midsection.
There's a few things I've said in my life that are like pretty.
That was outstanding. That's a good thing we recorded that.
Out something, that's for sure.
Things that people will look back on in 100 years and be like, wow.
Did let any white guys have a podcast? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's probably what it's going to be.
That's the answer. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Baja Blast.
All right, let's move into everybody's favorite, least favorite game show. It's time for Guinness time. sigh of disappointment that comes from me. The last three things I've looked up on Instagram, this hot race car driver chick.
Which one I know.
Her name is Bianca Bustamante.
Yes.
And then 107.7 The End and Guinness World Records. The last three things. So I've been on Instagram looking things up almost not at all since 1 week ago today.
How many hundreds of dollars have you made?
Oh, yeah. I mean, mortgage money, brother.
Congratulations.
No, that one sucks. Longest reverse ramp jump by a car. A car driving backwards goes off a ramp. It looks like it's being played in reverse, and then you see it land, and you're like, oh, that's not how you would take off if
that's
you were
awesome.
Doing that. The guy's looking over his shoulder like a dad. He's got his hand on the safety cell behind him. And it is... What do you call the cage inside of a, not Brandon's
roll
wife,
cage?
The roll cage. It's got like the safety cell, the roll cage. Longest reverse jump by a car.
Is it Travis Pastrana?
No, his name is Sultan Muhammad Khan.
Whoa, this guy's awesome.
AKA the Sultan Golden is his name.
I think he was in this awesome music video for Hanuman Kind, Big Stepper.
I hope that he, Big Stepper.
Yeah. Have you seen that video, Brandon? Where they're driving in like basically a sideways. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Longest reverse ramp jump by a car. We'll start with last week's winner, Brandon.
Who?
Yeah, it's Brandon.
It's a me. Oh, I can't say that because I don't have the mustache
it's
anymore.
It's me. Now you can say it like Chris Pratt.
I can say, it's me,
Brandon. Chris Pratt as Mario.
All right, longest reverse jump.
Ramp jump, please.
Ramp jump.
Yeah. By a car.
Do we know the longest forward jump?
What kind of car?
It was a 2500cc Toyota Mark 10.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to say 70 meters.
70 meters, says Brandon. John, you can go next today.
120 feet.
120 feet, says Sean Gravy Gervin. I have both meters and feet here, so I can actually do something with that information.
69 pumpkins.
I can't do anything with that information. Can you please times that by 13?
Wait, and are we talking circumference or diameter?
Just like, diameter I think we need on to... this one.
Yeah. Just so wait, okay. How many did you say again?
12. Sorry? I think that's 69. About 12 inches.
69 times, it's 13 each, 13 so it's inches. 60 plus 27, so 87 feet, is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay, congratulations to Sean Tasty Gravy Gervin, 121.71 feet was the job.
No, that is a Googleable offense.
Look at him smiling, too. He knows what he's done.
if you got it that close... I feel like you would be very excited. He's not that excited because he Googled it.
Yep.
Fastest battery-powered remote-controlled RC model car. Fastest battery-powered remote-controlled, that's RC, model car. Brandon.
Oh, gosh.
Are we naming the model of the car?
120 miles an hour.
Ah!
It's called the Beast. That's all I can give
you.
So
it's like Monster Energy drink with alcohol in it. I love it.
Yeah, there you go. Gravy?
It's basically what I'm drinking right now.
170 miles an hour.
What'd you say, Brandon?
120.
120. 120, 170, and Siege?
420 miles per hour.
Point number two for Sean Tasty Gravy Gervin. With a top speed of 234.71 miles per hour. That's like the average speed for the Indianapolis 500 qualifying, right?
That's like what a Bugatti goes. Yeah, it's fast.
Okay.
Can you tell me real quick, as an aside?
Sure.
I see occasional... unrelated. as I see, like, watching TV, there will be an advertisement for the Indy 500. Yeah. And it'll say the fastest racing on earth. Mm. are they the fastest? They are not the fastest cars. I feel like if they were the fastest cars, it would be way more popular.
They are not outside of drag racing, yes.
Yeah, not in a straight line.
Yeah, not in a straight line, but yes.
So like they are faster than Formula One cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
why is it not like the more popular sport?
Because it's American, bro.
They have all sorts of challenges with IndyCar. Like, for instance, it used to be the, what was it, CART and Indy Racing League. They, like, split up because it was IndyCar back in the 80s, and they split up, and one of them did only ovals, and the other one did only road courses because they didn't want to do both and pay for it, and there was, like, a huge fight between everybody in it, and so that became very unpopular for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And then recently they've gotten their act together and they've kind of remerged the two. Actually, one like went bankrupt and so it got absorbed by the other one.
Yep.
And so now IndyCar racing is back and they're doing a good job of rebuilding their reputation. Absolutely. I went to a race in Portland last year and it was really fun. And it's cool to see. The cars are way smaller but they're like 10 seconds a lap on a road course slower than an F1 car. But when it comes to straight line racing, I've also been to the Indy 500, which
straight line ovals is like way better.
Like, yeah, like in around those ovals, it is so cool to watch those cars go because they are not hanging on by much. And so if any little thing goes wrong, it is a gigantic disaster. And so it was really fun to see that, but it's just technologically not very advanced compared to the money that goes into Formula One. And the Formula One cars have so much downforce and now so much restriction because of the stupid battery power that they run under that they like start clipping when they get to like a certain mile per hour because then they have to start recharging the batteries again. And so like Formula One's going to be a mess this year, whereas IndyCar is just foot to the floor, let's go, and it's pretty fun and it's loud and it has that cool petrol smell to it, and it's like it's pretty neat. So to answer your question, they had like a bunch of promotional problems for about three decades that held them back from being able to be really cool. But like the Indy 500 is a phenomenal event, but also if you want to see absolutely the worst cross-section of human beings in America all at the same time, it is tremendous how you can see everybody. You can see our worst people and some of our best at the same time. It's very interesting.
Is F1, like, it feels like motorsports in the United States attracts a primarily Southern crowd.
Well, I mean, that's where it started.
Yeah, no, okay, I get it, but like, you would say that it ends up being like at least the I'm trying to be kind, but like you would say like if you took a cross section, like there it's known, like NASCAR for instance would be known to be like the trashy fans, right? Or like just redneck. Is F1 fans like the rednecks of Europe?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it is a
it's good. I just was wondering if that was a global truth.
It's just
but
yes. It's, yeah.
So, like, I was really surprised when I went. There's a lot more, I think that there's a lot more just commoners that show up at F1, but now it's gotten so expensive that I think it's a little bit elitist. And
like,
so,
the one NASCAR race I went to, I saw a dude licking nacho cheese out of the bottom of a...
You sent us the video! I still have it. I watch it all the time.
Was it a person?
out of the bottom of the woman next to him.
Yeah. No, it was out of like not even the container that the cheese came in, because that I could probably forgive. I think it was out of like a drink carrier.
That was an amazing video.
So it's Formula One. I was surprised by how many like car tinkering, Euro trash, redneck type people were there at these, because I didn't consider. I was like, oh, this is probably pretty elite because it was very expensive. And then I was like, oh, no. This is, they also figure out how to get to this. And it's,
you got to remember, motorsports is motorsports the world around. And just because of the amount of funding that comes in on the top end now doesn't mean that the roots have like been like kicked out. It's kind of like NASCAR too. I mean, like, you've got all these drivers from California, including our show's official driver, the Hamburglar.
Yeah. That guy's 3 for 3 this year.
3 for 3.
The Scrambler. The Scramburglar. Can we call him the Scrambler?
The Scramburglar.
Yes.
Episode titled, thank you, Brandon. Great job.
The Chronicles of Reddick. The Scramburglar.
Most coconuts smashed in 1 minute by elbows. Like,
Oh, I think we did that one. I don't think we will get the answer.
No, but I do think it was the same guy who did something else like the week before is just doing it right through. I remember that.
And is it in a minute?
Yeah, are the Guinness people? The Guinness people are in.
No, is it how many? Is it no? Let's no. Because we're not going to get anywhere.
Maybe somebody broke it.
What's that?
Like how many coconuts did he break? It was it like a minute or
in
like
a minute? In yeah, a, yeah. Minute. It was. Okay. Like, I don't know that we've done this one. We've done other things like this, like there was like walnuts or something like that. But this guy is most coconut smashed in 1 minute by elbows by Yin's Iron Elbow Gaudy.
Oh, this is a new guy. That's not the same guy I was thinking of. Yins.
Like are you thinking of like the Indian guy, like the or maybe he
the
might
Indian
be
guy who has every record? Yeah.
My apologies to that region because I know they hate each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, most coconuts smashed in 1 minute by elbows, Brandon.
60.
Gravy.
90.
Siege.
69.
You butthole.
With a point on the board for 84 goes to Siege.
That's right.
Siege with 6 plus 9.
69.
Bonus point for Siege and he wins.
Yeah! You guys! Oh my goodness. I couldn't see that coming at all.
Congratulations to Gravy.
Congratulations to Gravy for having access to Google.
And hit the button, please.
No.
Definitely should have done matchsticks and a human nostril, but I didn't.
Ooh, bonus round. This is like winner take all. Yep.
Next time.
Full
next time.
90 extra time.
All right. Here to school us at the end of another long, very heady episode. Sean, tasty gravy, not Gervin. Gravy?
Yeah, we learned that Siege is going to launch his own Florida Man AI. That's going to go after all the government contracts for murdering.
Hell yeah.
I just learned that right now, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Right on.
Brandon is warming up his own George Foreman grill, and he's going to start making some ostrich Monte Cristos.
Ooh! I'll come over for that.
Ostrich Monte Cristos. As long as there's no ham on it.
Yeah.
And then, Greg, you're going to be growing your own back plates, and you're going to Godzilla walk your way to Japan.
I've never been more excited. Do I get to radiation or something?
Like, how does that work? You have radiation coming out both ends.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.